FM 90.3 WJTL, Mike Grayson and Mike's Chair. Jesus is our King. Phil Wickham, this is Amazing Grace. A happy Tuesday to you at 7:05.
Hey, good morning, friends. Lisa Landis keeping you company on the drive home today, 3 to 7. Weekday features of 5 include the Monday Blues, Twin Spin Tuesday, Winning Wednesday, the Thursday theme set, and the Friday 5 o'clock request and dedication hour. Take WJTL with you on the afternoon drive, Monday through Fridays, 3 to 7 p.m.
And now joining us on the phone, the director of Embark Internships at Gateway House of Prayer, our friend Matt Swords. Good morning to you, Matt.
Morning.
Good morning, Fred and Annie. Good to have just the time to talk to you this morning.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you so much. Anybody want to say hi to Matt?
Yeah, sure. I'd love to say hi to my wife, Misha, and our three kids, Ariella, Benjamin, and Jesse.
And tell us about Gateway House of Prayer, if you would, Matt, for those who don't know.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. So Gateway House of Prayer is a 24/7 prayer and worship center here in Ephrata, in downtown Clay, actually. And we've been around for 15 years. October 2005 is when
15
it
years.
Began.
That seems like yesterday.
Crazy.
Yeah, it really is flown by. In fact, 12 of those years has been 24/7, which is
wow.
An incredible thing to just be thankful for and to honor God with. You know, 24/7 for 12 years is amazing.
So tell us what a 24-hour period or a week period or, you know, what Gateway looks like on a regular basis.
Yeah, great question. So we, the hours are filled by over 120 different volunteers from over 40 different churches, and they take two-hour what we call watches, different periods throughout the week for a two-hour time block that they come and they, you know, can put on worship music to listen to. They can lead worship. They can pray. And, you know, that is what you find when you come there. Every evening, though, there are different focuses over the seven different mountains of culture. So, for example, Monday, you know, there's an education watch where if you come on a Monday night, there'll be people there praying for the education realm. And, and Tuesday will be for the church. On Thursday nights, we pray for government, things like that. So throughout the evenings each day, there are different focuses that if people were interested in coming and praying specifically, let's say for education, they could do that on a Monday night.
If folks want to get involved and see if they can be a part of what you're doing, can they sign up online?
Well, yeah, absolutely. It is open 24/7, so people could just show up if they're curious to learn more. Gatewayprayer.com is the website that they can go to just to check it out and kind of get a feel for what it looks like and what it would be like to come. But yeah, simply just showing up would be the best way to get a feel for what it's like there.
And if you want to get more involved, I understand that there are internships with Embark, and we'll talk more about that coming up, Matt, but give us maybe the 30-second view of what that's all about.
Yeah, absolutely. Every single year, we offer a three-month internship for people to really take an intensive step towards the Lord. And James chapter 4, verse 8 is a powerful verse and a simple promise that says, draw near to me and I'll draw near to you. And pretty much the Embark internship is taking God at his word, whereas 3 months of drawing near to God very purposefully. And year in and year out, it transforms people's lives. And that's coming up soon. We're really excited to talk about it.
Check it all out online, gatewayprayer.com, coming up in about 10 minutes. We'll talk more with Matt about Embark Internship and find out how you can get more involved. More music on the way, too. Carrie Jobe, Calling Glory, and much more just around the corner.